Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of beautiful divine messages Jesus and all of the beautiful beings we connect with have for us today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time now for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, a radio show host, and I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really, really beautiful thing about our connection is that Joan has left a door open, and others have walked through her beautiful space. And I now have access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to. And it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see Learn More buttons under our pictures. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. And my Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. I've put lots of information that I've benefited from over the years, and you may just find something that has the answers that you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear our beautiful messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Okay, Barbara. Well, the first thing I have is I was guided to read this beautiful little prayer, and it's entitled, I Declare, and it's by Julie Geigel. I declare, miracles are a daily occurrence in my life. Doors are opening, and I am greeted with unexpected surprises. Money flows to me easily and effortlessly. The cells in my body are being regenerated, recharged, and rebooted for my own well-being. Love begins to blossom and bloom from my heart and touches all that I come in contact with. Angels surround and uplift me daily as they walk this journey with me. All limiting belief systems fall away and are replaced with prosperous, powerful belief systems that connect and align me with the infinite perfection of my soul. Peace, harmony, and love course through my veins, filling me with a sense of connectedness to all. My success is assured as I tune into and honor the voice of my soul, the whisper of God. Blessings abound in my life as miracles are unleashed in all directions of time and space, past, present, and future. Okay, so that was the little prayer that I had. And now I have a little message from Jesus. To find your purpose in life, you have to listen to your soul. Slow down. Be present. Live fully and connect with love and timeless wisdom. Your soul is resonating with eternal love. Start to live with intention and purpose and consciously make choices from your heart. Allow love to be your guide. Express who you are truly and allow yourself to evolve spiritually. Envision the life you want to live. Fear less and hope more and keep believing. And always trust your inner self to guide you. Go within to lift the self-imposed restrictions. Practice compassion and enjoy your journey back to your heart. Trust God and keep moving forward. Face every day with a positive attitude and take refuge in the divine. Allow your feelings to lead you to the awareness of your desires. Become like a child again. Recapture that childlike wonder. Put your heart, your mind, and your soul in all that you do. Sometimes the heart is able to see what is invisible to the naked eye. Move forward in the direction of harmonious existence. The smallest decision can change your life forever. Life continually presents challenges. Remain strong, and you will grow through these challenges. There are no limits to what you can achieve. Your happiness is not determined by what is around you. It is determined by what is within you. Let yourself be silently drawn by what you love. Heed the call of your heart. If your path is more difficult, it is because you have a higher calling. Your soul is urging you to follow your purpose. Joy and bliss will lead you in the right direction. Honor your calling. Whatever you are passionate about, this is your calling. It is the reason you are here. When you listen to the whispers of your heart, you will find true fulfillment. Bring love and light to the world. Go out into the world today and let your presence bring light to the hearts of others. As long as there is light, there is hope. Hope will lead the way. Shine your light on all you meet and continue on your path. Beloved ones, shine your light brightly for others to see. I love you, Jesus. Now, Barbara, I have a message from Archangel Asmodel. And Archangel Asmodel is the angel for the month of April and is also known as the Angel of Patience. And he can help you to find the meaning in your life if you're searching for that. And he's also known, like I said, as the Angel of Patience. And sometimes when we need help to be patient and calm, you know, and if we find ourselves acting too quickly, he's the angel that we should really call upon. And by learning to handle the small problems with patience, we can really, you know, handle larger problems with the same process. So Archangel Asmodel is said to, you know, convey the spirit of rebirth. And his message is, beloved ones, you are in a month of new beginnings and your life is going in a new direction. Embrace this month and all that it has to offer. Remain positive and optimistic as you are manifesting new experiences that are helping you to truly be free. Trust that you are deserving of all the blessings that are coming your way. There is no need to struggle. Go forth and take delight in the beautiful surroundings Mother Nature has created. Appreciate everyone in your life. They are in your life for a reason. And cherish those you love. Spring forth as you grow like a garden that will bear sustainable foods, which will help you to remain healthy and thrive. Dream your dreams and be open to the new adventures that come your way. Be happy being you. The world is a better place because you are here. Live your life with passion, compassion, motivation, and love. And until you spread your wings, you have no idea if you can fly. You may be saying, but what if I fall? Dear beloved ones, what if you truly fly to the new heights? Please take that leap of faith. To be happy, you must bring meaning to your life. Live a life of purpose and make each moment count. I am here to help you step out of your comfort zone. Look beyond your fears and have courage to live the life of your dreams. Let your actions speak louder than your words. Allow me to accompany you on your journey. As you experience fulfillment and rebirth, you will find comfort and enrichment along the way. And as you honor the power of patience, you have the ability to grow and awaken to the truth of who you really are. It is time now to let go of the past and to embrace new beginnings. Live your truth, beloved ones. I am Archangel Asmodel. And now I do have one more message, and this is a little bit crazier of a message, Barbara. As you know, I do connect, like I said, you know, with Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. So I was once asked a question, should I talk back to my angels? And, you know, if you're asking me personally that question, my answer would be, of course, yes. Okay? Sometimes, you know, I get advice for myself or others, and I'm thinking, you know, is this, you know, advice really from the angels? Okay? And I'm thinking, my goodness, because when I'm thinking, you know, the angels and things, I often think, you know, Doreen Virtue and her messages, you know? And then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not comfortable with, you know, giving this person this kind of message. Oh my goodness, you know? At one point, I was given a message, you know, for a woman, and I was telling her, like, to take a walk on the wild side. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is the first time I had given this, you know, woman a reading. I'm thinking it probably is going to be the last, you know? So I kept getting the message, you know, deliver it, deliver it, deliver it. And I, you know, I had to. I delivered the message. Okay? And then another time I was told, you know, that for another person, that when life, you know, deals you lemons, mix up a batch of Tom Collins. And it's the perfect solution to any crisis that you're having. So the woman that I gave this reading to, she started to laugh, and she said, oh, my goodness, that is so funny. You know, that had to be from my grandfather. He loved to drink. And I've even had messages that had some very colorful words. And I've heard that, you know, angels aren't nice 24/7, and sometimes they even assist us, you know, when we have to maintain healthy boundaries. But I remember Doreen Virtue mentioning that Earth angels sometimes do say some little naughty words. We don't carry, like, swords like Archangel Michael. And I heard Joan Rivers say to me, DC, the tongue at times is, you know, mightier than the sword. And sometimes you just got to, you know, you just got to break out that can of whoop-ass and blow off some steam. And she said to me, life isn't all sunshine and roses, sweet cheeks. So, you know, with Joan by my side, I'm sure every now and then, like, some of those kind of crazy words do pop out. And every now and then, you know, my halo and my wings, I do have to take them and I put them to the side when I have Joan with me. She is an angel that's with me, but she's a little bit misguided, you know. So I had to deliver that message because I had an appointment on Tuesday and I was a little bit upset. This is the second time that I was really upset that I missed our beautiful show. And here I was, I'm sitting in the office, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm missing, you know, our beautiful show here. And I picked up a newspaper, and of course, whenever you're like at an office or something, Barbara, there's only pieces of the newspaper, and what would it be? The obituary. So I'm picking up the paper, looking at it, and all of a sudden I hear a man talking in my ear, and I look around, there's nobody there. So it was someone, you know, that no one could see, and I am going, stop it. And the woman across from me was just smiling. So I'm like, okay, Spirit, I'm just going to sit here and be calm. So I'm like, okay, I've got it. I put the paper down and I sat there. I'm like, okay, I've got it. But it's just crazy because every time that I have to miss our show and I get a little upset, I do get a really crazy message. So those are my messages. That's what I said. But with Joan Rivers on board, like I said, I never know what to expect.
Well, good. That makes your life an interesting adventure.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, let's see what Jesus wants to say now.
Awesome. Stop.
Here we go. Beloved ones, Yes, life should be an interesting adventure. It is not supposed to be all sad, doom and gloom, blah, 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 blah. All of those things that drain you and leave you feeling like a pile of yuck just sitting there. Life has its ups and its downs, and that is because it is an interesting adventure. So allow yourself to experience the good moments as well as the bad ones. In fact, if you let go of the whole need to judge whether they're good or bad, and you just allow yourself to experience whatever is coming for you to experience, then life really does just feel like an interesting adventure. It's when we put labels on things, when we decide something is good or something is bad, that it actually makes it feel less, makes it feel undesirable, makes it feel like something you want to avoid. We understand that this process of judging every single thing in your life is something that you've learned, something that you were taught from the moment you were conceived, something that you came into this lifetime knowing would be in place. But you are here to make a difference. And if you make that difference, letting go of judging, and we mean all judging, there's absolutely no reason why you need to judge anything. When you judge something, you decide whether or not it's good or bad or right or wrong or whatever judgments you are proclaiming, and you attach emotion to it. So you decide this is good, so I get to be happy. This is bad, so I have to be sad. And when you do that, you're actually putting limits on what you get to experience. Because if you can only be happy when it's something good, and you have to be sad when it's something bad, you're limiting yourself, because anything that you experience in your life can bring you a variety of opportunities to feel different things. But if you are judging, you are deciding that this is what I must feel. And you're missing out on all the other opportunities that are coming in the situation. This is why we encourage you not to judge. It actually opens up your life. It actually opens up everything you experience, and it opens your heart. It moves you beyond those limiting beliefs that you've been taught, saying that this person is bad. Therefore, you must expect bad things from this person. What would it be like if you didn't have these judgments, these expectations, these limitations about this person? Then they would be free to be good, to be wonderful, to be amazing, to be anything they choose to be. And you would begin to see them in a completely different light. And you would begin to experience them in so many different ways. This is why we ask you to be open. And as DC was saying, some of the messages that she gets, she wonders about actually saying what she's being told to say. And Barbara Grace has experienced this as well. We give you messages, sometimes it's part of your growth, as well as the growth of the person that you are giving the message to. It's part of your opening up, your allowing yourself to have the freedom to say what needs to be said. Even when your brain is telling you don't say that, and it's starting to impose these judgments and predicting that something awful will happen if you say these words. And we can assure you that we do not set you up to have something awful happen. We are helping you to open and allow the flow. No matter what your brain is saying about that flow, you are more than a brain. So don't let your brain limit. It's not necessary. So today we want you to be aware of the things that you have placed judgments on. And you will find that there are a variety of things in your life that you have done this with, including yourself. And so we have a beautiful host of angels who are working with us right now. And they are coming to each and every one of you. And if you are willing to accept their assistance, just say yes. And they will help you to let go of those judgments. Start clearing out those judgments that you've been hanging on to all of these years to let you start experiencing more and more freedom in your life. And these angels will work with you for as long as it takes. And all you have to do is say yes. Just take a few nice deep breaths as you are letting go. And remember, if things start coming up, it's because they're going out. So just breathe deeply and go. This is opening up your life, opening up what you experience, opening up your heart, and letting go of the need to condemn yourself, which so many of you do. And it's time to let that go. It's time to be free, deeply, and let it go. Okay, that is the message.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was awesome.
Okay, well, now I have to come back to now. All right, we've come to the part of the show where we talk to our callers and we read the stuff in the chat room. And we are actually back in our own bodies. And okay. And we have people with their hands up already. Yes. So
yay.
If you have logged in, don't forget to press 1. And everybody has to press 1. Oh, such a beautiful day. And if you are in the chat room, we will get to you. And White Lily, I see that you want a reading. These other people have their hands up first. So we are going to go to our callers first and foremost. So area code 256. Hi, what can we do for you today?
Yes, I just want to hear from Jesus about the relationship that I've departed from and I'm just healing from right now.
Okay, and what's your name?
Kimberly.
Okay, Kimberly. What do you have, Kimberly, DC?
Hi, Kimberly. This is DC. I'm getting love is the answer to all, you know, of your questions. Okay. And what I'm getting, I see you surrounded. Jesus is with you. Mother Mary, the angels, I see, you know, your family on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And just being asked to just surround the situation and the relationship with love and, you know, let go, honey, of the ego attachments, okay? And when you surround it with love, love is going to heal the situation, okay? And
okay.
When you think of the situation, when you speak of the situation, honey, use only loving words, okay? And I'm getting,
okay.
You know, like, situation is going to have, like, you know, a really beautiful healing, okay? And you're going to have, you know, you're going to experience new opportunities, and you're going to experience, you know, wonderful relationships, okay? You've got to just, you know, surround this beautiful, you know, every relationship is there for purpose, okay? And every relationship, there is something there, you know, there is a silver lining with it. There's something there for us that we need, okay? So if it's a difficult situation, please bless every difficult situation, you know, and soon you're going to see that, you know, what it is that we needed to see, okay? And I'm getting that going to have, I see you going on a beautiful journey, and it's going to be a loving journey, okay?
Okay.
So, and I'm, you know, like, just have faith, Kimberly, because faith can move mountains is what I'm hearing, okay? And you know, when you truly believe, you're going to, you know, you with your faith, you're going to be able to move mountains too. So just keep believing, but please surround the situation with love. And that's what I have, honey.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Kimberly, let's see what Jesus wants to say to you about this. Here we go. My beloved, you already know that this is a part of your growth, of your evolution, that this relationship that is ending provided you with opportunities to learn so much about yourself, to come to realizations about what's actually important to you. We don't want you to ever look back on any relationship and regret having had that relationship, because every relationship brings you opportunities for growth. This is another one of the reasons why we ask you not to judge, because then you don't have to think that you've done something wrong in your life. Because when you think you've done something wrong, you start envisioning that you need to be punished for doing wrong. And that is not what it's all about. You've learned so much. And the relationship that is coming to you next will offer you even more opportunities to learn about you and to learn about love. And we want you to really open your heart and allow yourself to experience that love. And you can start now, even before you are in this new relationship, by loving yourself. We encourage you right now to forgive yourself for the things that you're holding against you. You didn't do anything wrong. It's okay to forgive. I want you to take a nice deep, deep breath as we are filling you with the energy of forgiveness. And it will allow you to let go. To let go of so many old relationships that have these little thorns that are still attached that bring you pain and sadness. This is not needed. It's time to let them all go. And this forgiveness is doing that so that you can feel new, fresh, open, loving, so that you can move forward in your own life, so that you can release the past. We love you. We always love you. You are never alone. Everything is happening for your highest good. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay, Kimberly, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to our next caller. soon as my computer does what it's supposed to. There we go. And our next caller is from area code 519. Hi, who's this?
Thank you, beautiful ladies, for taking my call. My name is Karen. God bless you all. I felt led here this morning, and it was beautiful.
Well, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. What would you like for you today?
Hi. I have, this is a very odd question, and it could just be that a bird flew into my window, but this little beautiful winged angel came out of nowhere at such a high speed, he broke through a double pane glass of a metal door and landed. The glass went 30 feet into the house, and the little bird laid on the ground, and it was, I think it was a hawk. And I can't help but wondering how? Is there a message, or is it just that this beautiful little bird took an unfortunate turn?
Very interesting that that happened. I want to know what happened too. So, okay, Jeannie,
yeah,
what do you think?
It's never happened before, and it's a side door. So, the windows around the home, we live in the country, as natural. The birds, you know, mistaken the windows, and unfortunately, we've had a lot of sad little birds hit the window, and some of them fly away, but not all. But never on this one particular door, and the speed that little guy was moving, if you saw the thickness of the double pane glass and the metal door, it just, the hole it left was, it almost took up the whole window. It's probably, the hole is probably about a foot in, like, all the way around, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Hi, hon. I didn't get your name.
My name's Karen.
Karen, hi, honey. Well, when the hawk comes, you know, and it's asking you to focus, to choose your priorities, and to eliminate all distractions. Do you have any choices at the moment before you?
Yes, I do.
So you've got to look at all the choices before you, and you've got to select one. One that you're really willing to give your passionate attention to, okay?
Okay.
And then once you do decide, you know, the right action to take, you really have to, you know, really have to, you know, give it full attention. And then you could, you know, arrange all your priorities around that chosen one. And you've really got to start setting personal boundaries, and you've got to practice self-care when needed. Okay, and if you don't do that, you're going to become really overwhelmed, and you may also become fragmented, and you may find that your power is going to become scattered and diffused, okay? But you've got to let go of the diversions that you've made, you know, and it's time to really go to work on the priority that you choose and let it flow, okay? So you've got to really stay focused and really meditate, okay? And you have these beautiful gifts that you have to put into service and offer them to the world and to your Creator. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I
had someone come up to me and tell me that they feel me from the heart, and for some reason my light is dimmed, and they were worried about me. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, you know what? That's what I have. But Barbara is going to now channel a message to Jesus. God bless you, Karen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, first of all, we want to remove all of the sadness you feel around this beautiful messenger that came into your life. There is nothing to be sad about. We know that you look at the body of the bird once it's died and you feel the sadness that this life has ended, but life is eternal. And this messenger was simply doing what they needed to do in order to get your attention. and they have no regrets. So please feel no sadness for them. Feel joy. Feel joy because they were truly living their life and doing what was the right thing in the moment. And it's time for you to do that. That is part of the message. It's time for you to truly live your life. You have gifts that you don't share. You have abilities that you haven't even discovered. You have so much more within you, and you just don't allow it to come out. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to be alive. You live in this beautiful place surrounded by all of this beautiful natural scenery, all of the birds and the trees and the flowers and everything that you get to experience every day just by looking out the window. We want you to spend some time every day looking within you, seeing what is there, seeing who you really are, and what it is you are ready to share with the world. People love you. They love your energy. They love your love. Let yourself start loving that love within you and doing the things that you feel guided to do, taking the action that you are guided to take, making the changes that are going to open up your life, open it up more than it has ever been opened before. You are such a beautiful, brightly shining beacon of love. Let yourself be that. Allow yourself to share. To share the love that you are with everyone. We are helping you right now as we are speaking. We are opening your heart, letting your light become brighter and brighter, clearing away the walls and the clutter so that you can fully experience being you. And we'd like for you to take a nice deep breath and just let it happen. This is a new beginning for you. This is a new opening for you. This is you waking up to you. You are loved. Be the love that you are. All is well.
Whew. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
You are welcome. And now I'm seeing a vision of that little of the bird, the one that came through the glass, and now he's sitting on your shoulder.
Oh.
Like, he's with you. Wow.
Thank you.
He's powerful too. I don't know what it is you're gonna be doing, but you've got a lot of power over there for you. So just be you, okay?
God. Thank you, beautiful ladies. God bless you and namaste.
Oh, God bless you too, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, sweetie.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Let's see. All right. And what really looks more when you get to me, can you do it related to career? I feel I am very focused on what I want and to serve, and I keep going out there taking action but feeling a bit sad today. as even though it's been inspired action, I still feel a bit tired from the journey. Okay. The White Lily wants to know about career.
Okay, Barbara. I'm still getting, there's something like with outside influences, what White Lily, okay, and she's got to think positive and she's got to be positive with her words and, you know, her thoughts, and she's, you know, got to envision positive things about her life, and she's got to honor the light within because she's a beautiful beacon of light, and she's got to shine that light for others to see, and she's got to be receptive and open-minded because I do see business opportunities coming her way. So she's got to know that, but she's got to believe in herself as well. Okay. And, you know, positive affirmations. Everything always turns out positively in my life. Just, you know, believe it. When you believe it, you know, you can have it. I'm getting soon. You know, things are going to turn around really, really soon. She's going to receive maybe like an unexpected either a job opportunity or an offer, and it's going to be soon is what the angels are showing me. So, but she's got to start. It starts with her. She's got to believe in herself and believe she's worth this. So that's what they're showing me. Things are going to improve, okay? Okay, and just feel it as if it's already here, you know, and say thank you because you know what's coming. So this is the time to just really start feeling it, White Lily. It's almost here. It's coming for you, hon. So feel it. You know it's coming. You so deserve it, okay? And let go of that fear, false evidence appearing real. Focus on you and allow yourself to radiate that beautiful energy of success and material happiness, okay? And, you know, embrace your well-deserved success. You truly deserve it. I see the sun shining down on you. And breathe deeply and allow yourself to feel good and allow yourself now to relax. Start feeling it. Okay? And, Barbara, that's what I have for White Lily.
Okay. And she's saying, yes, I do all that, just taking a tired, saddish day. That's okay, right? Yes, it is. It's okay, White Lily. I do that positive stuff each day. It does take a lot of energy to do that sometimes, though. And she says, thanks, DC. Okay, so, and she says, yes, she'll do that. Here's your message from Jesus, White Lily. Being in joy shouldn't feel like it takes effort. It should be what naturally flows in your life. It's not a punishment. It's not you doing something unnatural. It is you being you, simply opening up to being you. And we have a beautiful host of angels that are with you right now and with anyone else who wishes to have this old belief that joy and happiness are difficult, are a struggle, are wrong, are something you have to work at. Anyone else who is ready to let that garbage go out of their life and start living in joy. Now, we are not saying that you're going to go around laughing and skipping and humming every moment of your life, although you can if you want to. But you will feel the peace, the love, the joy within you. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter what situations are happening, this is you opening up to your truth. And if you'd like that, just say yes and breathe deeply and allow it to be. This is a day for letting go of what no longer serves you. And some days you will feel that you just need to relax, that you just need to take a little time being, maybe sitting under a tree or reading a good book or doing something that you really enjoy and letting go of the world, letting go of everything else. This is a part of your evolution, just like the days when you are inspired to do so much and you are busy from sun up to sundown. Life is not just one thing. There's so much more to it. Let go of the need to judge your days, to judge your actions, to judge your thoughts, to judge anything. Let go. Just breathe. We are clearing the sadness from you. You have a lot of old sadness that you feel about your life, about your choices, your mistakes. This is all part of the judging. And we are clearing that out. Because everything that has happened in your life is a part of who you are. None of it was wrong. Just let it go. It's all a part of you becoming you. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with you. And just breathe. And allow all that old stuff to be flushed from your system. All of those judgments to be cleared away. And just let yourself be and be okay with you right now, exactly as you are. Just be okay with you. You are doing a wonderful job of living your life, learning your truth, opening up to who you really are. You are doing a wonderful job, and we applaud you for it. And we'd like for you to recognize that you are beautiful. We'd like for you to say that to yourself every day. Every morning when you wake up, look in the mirror. And say, I am beautiful. And we are not talking about the beauty that you see in the magazines and on television. We are talking about the beauty that is within each and every one of you, male or female. The beauty that is the light that you allow to shine forth to the world. The beauty that is you. Recognize your beauty. Accept your beauty. Accept your love. And just breathe. We see so many opportunities coming into your life. It is opening up more and more. As you open up more and more. So allow yourself to accept your success, your amazing opportunity, your amazing creation. You are beautiful and you are loved, and everything is perfect. Just be you. That's all we ask. Just be you. We love you. Okay. All right, I am back, and I am reading what's in the chat room. I don't get busy when I'm channeling, because I close my eyes, and so I don't see anything. All right, the white lily is saying, I think I am happy, but then I get a bit sad, and things don't happen quick enough. That's what the heaviness is about sometimes. The constant pep talks and reworking my thoughts to always be positive. Right, I need to stop looking at the slow days or the tired or sad days as bad. Yes, you do. You were just giving this message to the others. Yeah. Okay, it comes up a lot that I feel bad about not being at the place of success that I feel I should be by this age. Yep, you got to let that go because, I mean, what difference does it make? You're where you are, and you really should just accept and be okay with where you are. Okay. And let's see, I don't have much to show for my life. Oh, you have tons to show for your life. And they're showing me the tons, and they're saying that, yes, you have done so much good, but you don't even realize it. Okay, just a lot of personal growth. Just a lot of personal growth? I mean, just? What's more important in your life than you? The fact that you're working on you is like, oh, my gosh, that's incredible. That's amazing. Just get rid of that just. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And, yes, White Lily, you are beautiful. Oh, that feels really good that you typed that. Oh, that feels good. All right. There was another question in the chat room. Now I have to scroll back up and find it. It was from Mysticism. I could use some healing and help repelling some negative issues I'm dealing with. I feel like I stand in my own way from being my best and of service to others. I would love to receive a reading about how to deal with my addictions. I have a life with a man who I love dearly, but he comes with some habits that have rubbed off, and I am blaming myself for my lack. You're welcome, my darling. And it's typing the last part, so because lack was not the end of the sentence, there was no period. Lack of discipline and strength, it is not in line with my beliefs, faith, and what I project to the world. Okay, so DC, what are you getting for mysticism?
Well, I'm getting Ginger was standing here, and I was, as you were reading, she was writing words on a big, big like board, and the word was faith. And she's got to have faith. Whatever is needed is going to be provided. She's just got to have faith, you know. And she's got to just, you know, sit, relax, you know, breathe, and know that she's going to get through this, but just to have faith is what I was getting, you know, I was getting. And, you know, just all we have, you know, all of us, all we have is just like right now. You know, that's why they call it the present. Okay? So don't look too far into the future and don't worry about the past because all we have is right now. Okay? And as you know, like in any given moment, you know, a miracle can happen. Anything can happen. Okay? And as far as, you know, like a relationship and everything, you know, we could always think about, you know, a relationship that, you know, looks better that we may have had in the past or we see someone else having, you know. Let your heart, you know, just trust that you have everything that you need right now, you know, and everything is going to work out. And I did get that, you know, she's going to have everything she desires. Everything is going to work out for her highest and best. Okay? And just allow, you know, the angels to come in, help her with that in the, you know, in that area, and feel the joy of love right now, like today. it's coming, but just, you know, feel that she has everything, like, right now, okay? Focus, like, you know, focus on, you know, having everything that you're wanting and release the desire, like, you know, to control everything, okay? And that's the thing, you know, when we release, like, you know, when we release control and just, you know, let the angels and, you know, God come in, that's when everything turns out for our highest and best, okay? And just, you know, be honest with yourself. Look in, you know, look within and then ask, you know, ask for help from God and the angels, okay? And I feel like your heart is so heavy. Like, let go of that burden. Give it to God and the angels. Set yourself free, okay? You don't have to carry that within you any longer, okay? I mean, it's crazy. And I'm getting, you know, like, sometimes when we're, like, in a relationship, you really can't, you know, it's so hard to see that. And just have faith and trust that, you know, everything is going to come together the way that you want it to be. You've got to have faith because the angels are telling me everything is going to work out right, so please, you know, don't worry, okay? And I'm getting, like, not only, like, in love, but I'm getting in, like, every area of your life, okay? And I'm getting, you know, I'm getting, you know, a relationship that has hidden treasures. Ginger's opening up this beautiful treasure box, and everything is going to be beautiful. So please just, you know, give this whole situation to God and the angels, and you have to have faith and trust, okay? And, Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay. And here is what Jesus wants to say to you, my beloved. You are one of those people who is doing your best to be of service to everyone. That is why you are with the one that you have chosen to be with. You love him dearly. We see that. We feel that. We know that. And there is a part of you that wants to fix him. That's why you chose him. You saw that he needed you. He needed you because he had these habits that you do not fit in your life and that you really don't want him to have. And you thought that if you loved him enough, we could change. And you've learned over the years that that does not happen. And you find yourself doing what he is doing, what you wanted to change. And that is now the way that you believe that you can actually help him. We hope that you can see that we are saying that you are making your life about him, not about you. His habits are his habits, and they have nothing to do with you. It is time for you to start focusing on you. That is why you have this sense of dissatisfaction with your own life. You don't recognize yourself. You don't love yourself. You don't put yourself first. You don't honor you. You can't experience joy and happiness in your own life because you're always looking to others first. It's time to let that go. This is your way of awakening. You are understanding you. We have sent some angels to work with you while we are speaking with you, and they are opening your heart to you to allow you to recognize yourself, your importance in your own life. They are readjusting your sense of priority, and they are putting you at the top. And this is not a bad thing, because if you love yourself, if you respect and honor yourself, if you treat yourself the very best that you can possibly do, then you are automatically treating others better, opening up more to loving them, because that love just grows. It blooms like the most beautiful flower you have ever seen, times 20 million. That's who you are. And that's something you've been looking for all of your life, trying to figure out exactly how it's supposed to work. You know that there's more, and you keep looking for the more, and the more is within you. It's right there in your heart, your beautiful heart. Everything you ever looked for, it's right there. And the angels are helping you to clear away all of the clutter and all of those old thoughts and beliefs. They don't serve you. You don't need them. Let them go. And you may find as you do this that your relationship with him changes. And for so many, it brings an ending to the relationship that they've been in that was not really about themselves. And that's a good thing. And if that happens with you, do not regret it. There's nothing to regret. Many humans seem to believe that they are supposed to find the one love of their life and be with that person until they die. And that's not the way it works. For most people, you are going to experience several loves of your life because they are helping you to grow. They are helping you to understand. They are evolving as you are evolving. And you don't always evolve in the same way. And sometimes, quite often really, those relationships end. And you move to a new relationship that's at a higher level because you are at a higher level. Don't hang on to something that doesn't feel right to you anymore. No matter how long it's been there, it's okay to let it go. Now, we are not telling you that your relationship with him is going to end, but we are telling you that if it does, let it go. You are opening up to loving yourself. That is the relationship that is most important in your life. Do not sacrifice you for anyone else, ever. God has never asked you to do that, and God never will ask you to do that. And even the stories about me and my death and my sacrificing myself for the world, I wasn't doing that. I was showing everyone that life is eternal, that you have choices, and that love always wins. So open up to love. Open up to love. Open up to love. Your life is changing. Allow the change. We are here for you. Call on us anytime you need us. Anytime. We will always answer. Okay, mysticism, that's what he wanted to say to you. All right. And now I want to go to Truth Seeker, and then we will go to area code 303, so don't think that I don't see you, because I do. And let's see. Let me scroll back through here. Truth Seeker, good morning, ladies. I'm dealing with a situation at work where I'm being treated unfairly. When I come home, my energy is drained, and I also feel very sad. What message do the angels have for me? Okay, DC, what are you getting for Truth Seeker? Okay, I'm not hearing anything from you, DC, and I don't know if it's you or if it's me.
Can you hear me, Barbara, now?
There, I can hear you now. Yay.
Yeah, I was sitting and I was looking in the corner, and there was Joan Rivers eating a piece of devil's fruit cake. Does that mean anything to Truth Seeker? So I don't know. But Mother Mary is saying, be strong. And just know that this is going to be resolved, like, really quickly is what I'm getting, okay? And just, I'm getting to step out of the way because Jesus is going to come in and, you know, help with this situation. And don't try to, you know, control the situation. Allow God to come in and, you know, take care of it, okay? So it will be healed is what I'm getting. Just please step out of the way. Okay. So that's what I'm getting, Barbara. Just like I said, it's going to be, you know, it is going to be healed, and allow, you know, God to come in and, you know, help resolve this really quickly. But I don't understand the devil's food cake, so if Truth Seeker has anything on that, I'd like to know. That I don't understand, what the devil's food cake means.
Well, I'll see if Truth Seeker types anything. So far, nothing's being typed, so.
Okay.
So let's see what Jesus wants to say to Truth Seeker. Here we go. My beloved, why do you feel that you deserve to be treated unfairly? We ask you this question because nothing happens in your life unless it's part of what you believe. And you have beliefs within you that say that you will not be respected. You will not be honored. You have beliefs within you that say that you don't deserve to be honored. Letting go of those beliefs will change what you experience. Because it is the beliefs that are running in your mind that are creating what you experience. This is why we have the angels assist opening their hearts to love and letting go of those old beliefs that you don't deserve. No one's actually ever going to truly love you. You are never going to be able to find what you are looking for. You see, those are false beliefs, and you don't have to keep them. You don't need them. Your development, your evolution, your growth is based in you letting go of the beliefs that do not serve you. You should not feel drained at the end of your day at work. You should feel vitalized, energized, because you are doing what you are choosing to do. You are doing what you love. Everything you do is an act of love. So while I am speaking to you, I have angels assisting you in letting go of those beliefs that hold you back, that hold you down. In some ways, it is like you have this huge pile of boulders on top of you. And they are beliefs that say that your life is not allowed to be much more than nothing. And the angels are removing those boulders. And you are beginning to feel the freedom, to feel the energy flowing in your body, feeling the beautiful light of love expanding within you. This beautiful light of love is always there for you. And we want you to start spending some time every day just sunbathing in the light of love. Just letting yourself be filled with beautiful energy. And knowing in any moment you can stop and just allow that energy to fill you again so that it is always filling you, always energizing you. because you are love and you are loved, and there is never any reason why you are not loved. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how horrendous you might believe it is, we never stop loving you. And it's time for you to love you, to open up to your beauty. And we hope that you will do as we have directed others to do and start your day by saying, I am beautiful. And allow yourself to experience that light of love, that truth of who you are. So we would ask that when you are at work and someone treats you unfairly, that you would look at them and see them surrounded by a beautiful pink light of love. And just let them be completely enveloped in love. And don't wish them anything bad. Don't be angry. Don't be defensive. Just fill the entire area with love. In fact, you can do that before you even get to work. On your drive there, you can put that beautiful love all around the building and have it go in all of the windows and let it fill the entire space. And then when you walk in, you can feel the love. Create more and more love in your life. It's not difficult. And you will experience so many benefits. And you will also be assisting anyone else who is willing to accept that love. Yes, it is a whole different way of thinking. But aren't you ready for something different? Something more open, more expansive, more loving, more true than you've ever experienced before? It's what you've always been seeking. And now you can live it. Be the love that you are. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you, Truth Seeker. And now we will go to the caller. Area code 303.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Randy. And I'm calling because I had a lot of changes happen in my career lately, and now I'm out of the blue. I'm out of a job. Wasn't expecting this to happen, but yeah, I just want to know what you see. You know, how fast am I going to get another one?
Okay. DC, what do you have?
Hi, hon. This is DC.
Hi.
Mother Mary is with you, and she's saying, please, you know, relax, trust that God has a wonderful solution as well as brilliant plans in store for you, okay? So, you know, don't worry and just pray. Don't be in fear. Just keep praying, okay? And just know that obstacles, you know, they present themselves to allow positive, you know, changes to occur, okay?
Mm.
And they give you like a little bit of time to just reflect on what you truly want. And she's showing me like new and exciting opportunities that are coming your way. Okay?
Okay. That's good.
And, yeah, so don't be, like I said, don't let that, you know, and just right now, like as you're sitting there and stuff, notice and appreciate all the blessings that you have, okay? And as you do, you know, you're saying thank you for all I have and everything. That's helping to open more doors, and God is presenting more gifts to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. I guess the fear comes from, I've been without a job before, and I didn't get one so quickly. And it could be, makes me really depressed when I'm, like, not doing anything. I mean, last time I,
well,
you
know,
I
see Jesus.
And I went to the gym, but it's like, you know, it's really depressing when you're sitting and doing nothing. So.
No, I understand, honey, but I see Jesus is with you right now, and he's, you know, he has his hand right on top of your head there, and I'm getting, you know, please have faith. I'm hearing God's miracles, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So I don't know if you pray to Jesus, but I feel like there's a very beautiful relationship between you and he, you know? And
okay.
I'm getting beautiful miracles coming, you know, beautiful, beautiful miracles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so please don't be, like I said, don't be worried. Just, you know, keep praying and saying thank you for, you know, what's coming, because it's showing that you have faith that, you know, good things are headed your way.
Excellent.
Okay?
Yep.
Yeah. And just keep affirming that, you know, everything that you're desiring is manifesting, and you know that, you know, everything that you've been wanting is coming your way. And I'm getting, you know, like, this is going to be really, really good, okay? So just keep, like I said, keep, you know, having faith and keep praying and keep, you know, having that attitude of gratitude, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, and Barbara's going to, she's going to give you a message now from Jesus, hon, okay? And Mother Mary sends you her love and blessings, hon. God bless.
Okay, here is your message from Jesus. My beloved, everything that happens in your life happens for your highest good. Even the things that you consider to be devastating, catastrophes, whatever terminology you want to use, it happens for your highest good. So we want you to let go of the fear. Just take a nice, deep, deep breath and just let go. There are angels who are with you to assist you. So you're not doing this alone. You live your life in a way that is run by fear quite often. Even with the job that you had, there were so many things about it that you didn't resonate with, that didn't fit you. But you stuck with it because you have this fear of not having a job. And so now you are living that fear because that fear was running everything in your life. It's time for you to let go of that fear. There is a part of you that knows that you are always provided for. The Creator always provides for you, always. And there's a part of you that knows this. But then there is so much fear. There are layers of fear that you have around not having enough, not having something to do, not having what it is you think you need in order to survive. So this fear is the very base of your life. So we are asking Archangel Michael to start to pour into your crown chakra this beautiful elixir that clears your chakra and brings you back into balance and opens you up to your life. And this chakra cleaner is going to help you to let go of the fear. A lot of these fears are in your base chakra. You have a lot of fear in your heart chakra as well. And in your solar plexus, around your identity, who you think you are. There's a lot of false beliefs there. And so all of this is going to be cleared out of you. And you may find yourself having all of this stuff coming up. And when that happens, just breathe and let it go. Don't analyze it. Don't think about it. Don't try to figure it out. There's really no need for you to do any of that. It's simply coming up so that you can let it go. So let it go. And the angels will be assisting you in letting go. This is changing your life. It's changing it in ways that you've always desired for your life to be changed. So it's actually bringing you what you desire. So just let go. Let go. and let go. And on those days when you are sitting there thinking, I have nothing to do, I need a job, find something you enjoy doing and do it. You don't have to have a job to fill your time. If there's some organization that you've always wanted to do volunteer work for, go do it. You can do that while you're still looking for the job, filling out the applications, and going on the interviews. You can still be doing something, something that makes you feel good and is of service to others. Do not limit yourself. It's time for you to open up to the love within you. Time for you to open up to how wonderful your life can be. Time for you to open up and truly live. And that is what this opportunity is bringing to you. Accept what you are being given. Know that you are loved. Know that the God within you is providing for you. And let the angels assist you in releasing all the fear. Just letting it all go. It's not real. It's not true. And it's not you. We are here for you. We always will be. Call on us when you need us. We are here for you. We love you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Does that feel better?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Well, now you just be open for all of the wonderful things that are coming to you.
I will. All right. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC. We have come to the end of another wonderful show. We actually came to the end of the show 24 minutes ago. Well, that's okay.
That's something. Oh, my goodness. I'm still wondering about the devil's food cake.
And Truth Seeker never typed anything. In fact, no one's typed anything in the chat room for like 30 minutes. So I'm wondering if have the ability or, you know, if I have no idea, you know, blog talk, you never know what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen Jonah, and there she is with that big, luscious-looking piece of devil food cake.
Maybe she's telling you that you need a piece of devil food cake.
No, it sort of, to me, reminded me of, like, you know, Adam and Eve with the apple. I said, no, thank you.
Oh,
goodness. It was a beautiful show, Barbara. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it was. So much incredible energy. I just need to sit and wallow in the energy now for a while. All right. Hopefully, everybody, we will be back on Tuesday. Looks clear now, so we'll stick with that. And we hope everyone has a wonderful weekend and that you spend some time in love with you. Oh, that sounds like fun, too. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week. No, actually, we have a show together tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 7th. Yes. Get the answers to life's questions. Yes.
Ooh, yay.
All right, DC, I will talk to you tomorrow then.
Awesome. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.